No, no, mommy. No. I don't want to wake up, mommy. I want to sleep. Please let me sleep. Hey, what are you doing in my bedroom? Why are you here? Rumi, is that you? What are you doing here? Something the matter? Is there a fire? Did the cat try and escape through the window again? What? You're lying. You are. It's Sunday today. What? No. You are mistaken. It's Sunday. Look at your phone, dummy. See? It says Sunday, 9:30 a.m. AKA way too early to wake me up. What are you doing here waking me up anyways? You thought I overslept and was going to miss my classes? No, I wouldn't do that. Even if I had classes, I would put an alarm for them. I wouldn't miss my classes. You're such a weirdo. What? Come and sleep with me. What? You wanna come in my bed? No. You can't come and join me. It's weird. I'm not like your boyfriend or something. We're roommates, not room boy friend mates. never mind. I'm so tired still. I'm not sure what I'm saying. No, I don't want you to come and lay in my bed. Well, because if you come and lay in my bed, I won't be able to sleep. Yeah, that's the reason why. You'll be going from left to right and bumping into me from all angles and stuff. I don't want that to happen. No. So why don't you go to your own bed and sleep a bit further so I can continue to sleep as well? No. Hey, what are you doing? No. Stay out of my bed. Please. There's a reason why. There's a reason why you shouldn't join me right now. It's really embarrassing, but look, I'm warm. Yeah, I'm really warm. I don't want you to get too warm laying next to me. No, that would not be fun for you. Yeah, I'm going to protect you from myself and my warmth, okay? I don't want you to get too warm and die of warmth. Yeah, we don't want that to happen. Huh? You can handle the heat? Oh, I don't think you understand. I'm warm like a desert area or something. As warm as this sun, even. You don't want to join me right now. You'd burn alive. It's like an oven in here under my blanket. Yeah, you better go to your own bed where it's nice and fresh and cool. Hey, no, I told you, you're going to be too warm. Okay, fine. No, I was trying to be polite. Yeah, actually, I'm too warm, and I feel too warm, and if you were to join me, I would die of warmthness, extra too much warmthness. Yeah, yeah, that's the reason why you can't come in my bed right now. I would be too warm and die of overheatedness. Yeah. See? You can't come in here. I would pass away. Huh? You're really cold. You'll cool me down? No. You still can't come in my bed. I'm very sweaty, and I don't want to sweat on you, I think. No, I guess I don't have excuses, but, if you don't come and join me under the blankets, I will do the dishes today. Yeah, and I'll cook for us. I'll make your favorite food even. Please, anything for you if you don't come and join me. If you don't crawl under the blankets with me. What? What am I so nervous for and afraid of? No, I'm not afraid of anything. No, I just like my privacy in the mornings, and I like to have the bed for myself, all of it for myself, without anyone joining me, especially someone really cute and hot like you. No, I mean, hot in a way that, you know, you're too warm and I would heat up and you're really not buying into it, are you? Yeah, I figured that out. If I have to be honest with you, you see, in the mornings, something happens. Yeah, nothing bad, of course. It's just a little embarrassing. And I don't want you to find out what that is. afraid if you join me, you might accidentally feel it. Yeah. So, don't have to be embarrassed for anything. Oh, I still don't think you should. Hey. Oh, hey there. You got in really quickly. I guess everything is fine as long as you stay on that side of the bed and don't come any closer. You're curious about what's going on with me? I already told you it's too embarrassing. I don't really know what else I can say to you. I would just not like to talk about it, if that's okay. Hey, too close. Nope. I turned around because, I'm too embarrassed and flustered. What? Is it because I have a crush on you? No, that's not it at all. I don't have a crush on you. Where'd you get that idea, Tommy? I don't have a crush on anyone in particular. I like you because we're friends, right? Roommates and friends. Not like I like you in that way. Then why am I so nervous around you? Because I told you. I don't know what to say to you, okay? You're kind of pushing me out of my comfort zone. Trust me, I would love to tell you what it is, but I don't know if I... it's so embarrassing. Okay. But I guess if you really want to know, it's only fair that I'm honest with you. I'll turn around now. Hey there. So, I don't know if you have any experience with laying in a boy's bed with a guy and stuff, and waking up together, spooning. Well, you see, sometimes for a lot of guys, something happens in the morning when we wake up. We kind of, well, you see, sometimes things don't behave the way we want them to behave. Sometimes your arm is asleep and it feels all tingly. Sometimes your eyes are closing because you're really tired and stuff. It's not like you can do anything about that, right? Yeah. Well, sometimes in the morning, when a boy or a guy or a man, whatever, wakes up, what are you doing? You can, there is no way you don't know what I'm talking about right now. You're laying against me. Do you realize what I've been talking about now? Yeah. I'm sorry. I promise it's not because of you. It's not because you were in the room that it happened. It's just that it already happened when you came in. And, this is so embarrassing. Huh? You find it cute? Oh. Thank you, I guess. I didn't know you thought. What are you doing? Hey. Stop that. You don't know what you're doing. I'm really sensitive. Hey. Are you gonna keep putting yourself against me? Hey, careful. Huh? You want to take care of me? Be my guest, I guess. Just be careful where you... That feels kind of nice, actually. I still don't understand, though. Why do you want to do this? You like teasing me? Sexually? What does that mean? Are you attracted to me or something? You are? Oh, I just didn't know. All this grinding has gotten me so pent up. I don't know. I think I need to do something. I can't just have you tease it like that. Masturbate? I don't masturbate, and I don't want to either. Well, I'm saving myself for when I have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. That may be why I'm so pent up. I kinda... would you be down? I mean... well... since we're kinda already doing something a little more spicy, would you maybe want to take it all the way with me? Yeah, I'm talking about sex. We'll see. Oh, yeah, I suppose. Could you maybe calm down a bit with the rubbing? It's just that it's making me lose control a little of myself, and I don't... I feel so embarrassed because it feels so good. Huh? What are you... Hey, come back. Where'd you go? No, I want this. Yeah. Please, come back and grind against me. And grind yourself against me. Please. It felt so nice and comfy. Thank you. Aren't you gonna turn around? Oh. You're very close now. You kiss me. Wow. I don't know what to say. Feels so nice on my tip. I shouldn't have worn these boxers. The cloth is a little rough on my tip. It feels kind of overstimulating. I believe that I might get off like this. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't help it if you're going to continue like this. Hey, get back here. Why do you constantly leave? Well, come back here then. Come on. You can't keep teasing me, rubbing me up like this, and then go. You thought I wanted you out of the bed. Well, yeah, but no. I want you against me. It feels really good. Can we maybe also kiss again? Mm. Hey, I'm getting there. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to come soon. I'm sorry. No, please. I want you to continue. You? I feel ridiculous though. This is so embarrassing. I shouldn't hump against my roommate, but it's not my fault you're horning me up like that. You're teasing me and making me go crazy for you. And now I'm humping you like a mad dog. This is the most humiliating morning of my life. But I just can't help myself. Close. Close again. No, gonna come for real. Hey, not again. Get back here. I'm not done with you. What? No, no, come back in the bed. Please, I want you. No, no. What do you want from me? I thought you wanted to help me take care of it. Well, you're not helping by getting me super close and then not letting me finish against you. It's not fair. You are so mean to me. I don't get it. What's your problem? You just love fucking with me. Well, then prove it. Actually, fuck me then. I don't understand. Messing with me. What? You see me as some kind of toy or something? I have feelings. I have urges. And you're not letting me complete them. That's really mean. And you're constantly kissing me? I don't understand you. I just don't get it. Don't you want this too? Tonight. Wait, what? You wanna have sex tonight? So, you are horning me up, driving me crazy, rubbing and grinding so good against my cock, and now you want me to wait until tonight? What is wrong with you? Okay, but do you promise we'll have sex tonight? Yeah, I'll wait for you. I won't touch myself. I promise. But you have to promise we're actually gonna do it tonight. You do? Okay then. I guess so. Oh. Right. Breakfast. Let's make something together. Today's going to be awful. Well, I don't have any plans. I'm going to spend it with you, and you're wearing those shorts I like, and I can't promise I won't be grinding against you throughout the day a little bit while waiting for my main course. The main course better be worth it. One last appetizer. Okay. I'll wait until tonight. But please, don't tease me too much throughout the day. Alright. I'm looking forward to it. You have no idea. It's going to be hard walking around with a constant boner, but I can do it. I won't break. Huh? I will? No, I won't. I promised you. Alright. If I break, and I can't help myself any longer, can't wait for it, then I'm doing all of your dishes next month. Deal? Alright. You'll see. There's nothing that could make me lose it.